You're listening to the show about acrophobia and agents of good. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm KT, and I play Will. And the only person allowed to hug me is Rafina, and she's also not allowed to hug me.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Hey, Will. Can you turn into me for a second?
Can I turn into you? Only a taller, weirder-looking version of you.
But do it.
What?
I want to show Hulula that there are magics out there that can cause this weird duplication thing.
Oh, I thought we discovered Rafina's kink.
I want to look at a weird stretched out version of myself. I mean, there are better spells I can use, but I, you know, don't want to use all of those spells.
Fine.
I can, no, look, I'll step out of the shadows for a second and change my face to look like yours. Look, Rafina's face, Will's voice, weird shit. Look at how weird this is. I couldn't do this 3 weeks ago. What the fuck is going on with my life? I'd be standing in the middle of a dark fucking place with fire all around. There's probably a dragon. Guys, a dragon.
Will, this isn't about you. This is about me being a possible serial killer.
All right, fine. Step back into the shadows.
So see, we don't know that it was actual Rafina. If you've seen somebody who looks like Rafina killing people, we don't know that it was actually her. It could have been somebody using magic. Or a doppelganger or something like that.
A clockwork person.
Have you ever seen me since you met me kill anyone?
I don't know about that.
She actually has to think.
Crumplemeyer, Rafina, Ixnay on the Illing K. Because,
but
you know,
we were all killing Crumplemeyer.
Okay.
It was peer pressure.
It's fine if
so
all
if
of you
I
do it.
Start killing Hulula, will you do it too? I don't know if that's a good argument.
Hulula, when's the last time that Rafina killed somebody?
She was last seen about 3 or 4 weeks ago at this point, I think.
Where?
In Bear Toggle! You don't remember?
I know I don't! I was hanging out with Straw!
You shot that boy right through the eye!
Ah! I can't even hear that!
Yikes.
She's telling the truth.
So am I.
Okay, there's something going on here.
You think?
That's nothing.
Let's go to bed.
Let's have some stew.
Rafina pulls out a crossbow and kills everybody. The end.
We win!
Yeah, Abby, we did it!
Oh my god.
High five!
Oh, that's crazy.
It took almost 4 years.
Zone of truth for the win.
That's what Abby and I said. If we got to 4 years and we didn't do it, we lose. We did it, Abby. We win.
We win.
Oh, my God.
Now we can play Gloomhaven every Friday.
I can get back to work.
The Gloomhaven bird is known for
sucking.
Laying nests in hexagons.
Can I do another perception check to see if I hear anything or see
anything?
Oh,
yeah. Did you do one initially?
I did one, but just like 5 minutes
ago. Did I even look
ago.
At it? Oh, yeah. It was
nine. It was
nine,
bad.
Because it was
and
terrible.
And so Will's checking again. He's looking for dragon, but he's also looking around to see if there's a shelter that he could go in case the dragon shows up.
Maybe we could all get into two different tiny huts and roll them side by side all the way to Bear Toggle, then we will all be safe.
Now the tiny huts are hamster balls.
Oh my god, Rafina needs a hamster ball spell. Are you kidding me? She just came up with that. That should be like something that she goes on a quest for, and I'm not even kidding. She needs that as a power. Barreling through a battle in a giant hamster ball?
She meets Groot on the top of a mountain, yeah. And he teaches her how to make it, but out of twigs.
Yes!
Oh my gosh, that would be beautiful.
Oh my
what a beautiful moment that would
be. Wow, yes.
A 12 with your perception. You don't hear or see a dragon.
So nervous. Do I see a hut that I can...
Yeah, some of the huts are fine.
Lift my nose.
You could go into some dirt.
Yay. Oh, God.
I'll keep you safe from a dragon.
Where are we going to stay?
Next to the hut you're looking at. The it's obliterated, the one right next to it.
Oh, God. Will's like just really nervous. He's like just moving around at the edge of the shadows, at the edge of this clearing or whatever little village. He's very uneasy.
Just let me go. They're going to be looking for you when you get to Bear Toggle anyway.
Yeah, but I can disguise us. If we kill you, there's no loose end to deal with.
Just let me go and then disguise yourself as whatever you want. I won't know.
Let you go so you can tell everybody. This is ridiculous, guys.
Fine, then just kill me.
Just kill her.
Just kill me like we're going to do. Stop toying with me.
We're not going to kill you. You're safer with us.
Yeah, we're going to take care of you. Sorry.
I won't let anyone hurt you. I won't let anyone hurt you.
These are powerful people, Gwen.
And so am I. You haven't seen my power yet.
It's true. She keeps rolling once. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
What a burn. It's true. We all think she sucks.
Not a truth. I mean, it's true.
Oh, my gosh.
So wait, I confused. Rafina, do you kill lots of people?
No, I don't. Oh. I don't.
Why not?
That's not my thing. That's not my shtick. I like to drink twig tea and raft on the Bear Toggle.
I mean, those do not sound mutually exclusive.
No.
Did I use phrase right?
Yes, you did. Thumbs up.
These are words you should teach Bathwack.
But then he won't know what he's saying as he's using them. He'll just say them and won't understand.
Other day he said, does the mutually match the exclusive? So I don't think I should listen to him.
Well, guys, I mean, it seems like we have a little pickle here. No one is going to kill anyone. Or hurt anyone anymore.
That's right.
Hello, we're not.
Asterisk.
Yeah.
Asterisk.
Yeah. Unless.
On that page, the footnote is bigger than the main text.
Yeah. Yeah. Except for.
But yeah, I won't let anybody hurt you, and you're probably safer here with us at this point, since there's something going around burning and obliterated this poor village of umlauts.
I will take my chances with the dragon.
Offer does not apply to parties that are not good, or
not
backfiring spells, or...
And Gwen's just looking at Rafina like, why is she so afraid?
Or will
of
pump
her?
You?
I really need to go and like turn myself in and figure out what's going on.
Oh my God! If you do that, I am leaving. That is ridiculous. Don't turn yourself in.
Well, but how is this going to stop? Like, if I turn myself in, then whoever's actually doing the killing will have to stop. And if they start up again, then everyone's going to have to figure out that it's not me.
They won't stop. Rafina, somebody who likes to
kill.
We'd
have to take you out. We'd have to bring you out of jail.
Yeah. Well, I don't. It'd just be more work.
I don't want to cause anybody more work.
Are you guys? Wait,
also, while you're in jail, this other Rafina is going to be out there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
doing
maybe that's what
doing.
It's going to
no
take.
No other Rafina.
Listen, dummy. You haven't seen all the things we've seen, okay? We went through a fucking time warp or something into a cursed valley. We saw vampires. We saw werewolves. Besides this candy lady, she hasn't seen shit, apparently, okay? We saw all kinds of stuff. Ghosts! Did you know ghosts exist? Ghosts! I saw ghosts.
You've not seen the cruelty and the destruction that a single person can cause.
Ooh, well, you don't know anything about me then.
Well, I mean, Rafina doesn't have sharp teeth or sharp claws or anything.
You're so sure there's no other Rafina, but how are you sure?
It was her.
There are illusions.
We grew up
there
with her.
Disguises.
Well, I didn't grow up with her, but she was part of the community for years and years. And then she snapped.
And then suddenly something happened and she went crazy. So doesn't that sound like it could be a case of mistaken identity? Somebody came in and stole her identity?
Well, I don't know.
That kind of shit happens all the time.
Use a really insecure password. So it's very likely that my identity got stolen.
Okay. Hold on. What is Rafina's password?
Yeah, I know what's Rafina's password.
1111
We have to do it at that with that cadence or whatever.
Yes,
you have to type it in.
It was like very musical. 1111
Half note.
Exactly. That's why it's never been
done.
Nobody types it like that.
Yep. Yeah.
Everyone always just types 1111
Yeah.
You're like, it doesn't open.
Doesn't work. Doesn't
Those
work.
Are eighth notes. Sorry.
Now, Halula. There's a lot of strange stuff happening right now around here. Like, you saw my money was stolen, and then there is this construct that we thought was Ricardo Ulysses, but it really wasn't him. It was a construct. So how do you know it wasn't someone pretending to be Rafina or some sort of construct made to look like Rafina?
Yep.
I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff in the last day or two.
Fine. So let's say that this Rafina isn't, she like shakes her head as if she can't believe what she's saying. This isn't the person who did all of that in Bear Toggle. Why would this true good Rafina be with these people, pointing at Bathwack and Will and Mo?
Well, poor Mo.
I know.
And I'm not even going to argue with it because I can't believe I killed somebody. I mean, an innocent person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great question, Halula. And I could tell you the whole story, but I don't think you're going to believe any of it anyway.
And actually, so Halula, I had somebody actually of good, you know, somebody that I definitely would believe. Tell me that although they don't seem it, they are actually all agents of good.
And that was Room Creamer, the fake unicorn.
Room Creamer?
Yeah, don't you guys remember when he said Room Creamer?
When we were coming up
with... Go back and listen to that one.
It was Moon Dreamer, and then we said it was Room Creamer was the fake one.
It was like the bad universe, whatever.
Yeah. Oh
my
God, I
know. No, because there's one that she suspects wasn't Moon Dreamer, and so we said, you said Room Creamer.
Yeah, Room Creamer.
So Will says that. It's Room Creamer.
He heard the DM say it.
Well, we all had a discussion in character. We definitely did to call because we wanted to refer to one as the real unicorn and one as the fake Room Creamer. That was Room Creamer that said that. I don't remember what the point was anymore.
You were agreeing with me, Will.
Right.
That why would this innocent person be with a murderer like you and Bathwack and
you've been
Mo
hanging
too.
Out with me. Why would you hang out with somebody like me? Listen, I'm not denying that I'm a murderer. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
What? No, I mean, I'm going to kill you if you try to run away. I'm
then
not ashamed of
you. Stop telling me to leave. You
were
fucking
not killing-
asshole.
What?
Stop telling me to leave, you fucking asshole.
You are so literal. That's ridiculous. You've never heard the phrase, get out of here with that? Like, you know, no, never mind. She's too upset to listen to language right
Sorry,
now.
I was almost killed.
Oh, poo-hoo. You wanted to fucking bring Rafina, an innocent person, in because you're just being told by your boss that she's a scary serial killer, which is the most absurd fucking thing I've ever heard.
Listen, if she's innocent, then the courts will find it out.
Oh, yeah. So, guys, this is so exciting. So we get to go to Bear Toggle and sit through an extensive litigation process. Anyone in? Not me. Let's kill her instead, right?
We're not killing anyone.
Oh, this is so dumb.
This world is bent. There's something wrong with this place.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I think we need to go to Bear Toggle.
Yes.
And Halula, you need to come with us.
Oh, no.
I feel like we need to get out of here, but I don't know where the door is.
Bringing Halula along will make things so much more complicated. All she's going to do is spout her mouth off when we get there, no matter what disguise we show up in.
Well, why are we showing up in a disguise?
Because why would we show up with this person that apparently is running around looking like a serial killer, looking exactly like Rafina? I would disguise myself if I thought somebody might recognize me as a serial killer, which I'm not a serial killer, though.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
I don't want to live my life with people thinking that I am some kind of fugitive or that I need to be hunted down. I don't like that.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have killed those people.
Oh, shut up, Halula.
Yeah, I didn't, though. I agree that somebody shouldn't have killed them.
Yeah, Bathwick, we're... Yeah, yes, yes.
Oh, man, I wish I had some eggs!
How do you feel about the Bear Toggle Dam, Rafina?
I told you, I'm so confused. I missed the Bear Toggle River.
That's what triggered her, guys.
Maybe it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I don't see her being triggered. I don't see her being triggered. So you keep talking about the dam. Hey, Rafina, Bear Toggle Dam, Bear Toggle Dam. Roar! Will does that. He shakes his fingers around to see if it will trigger her. She doesn't do
but
it.
But maybe. Halula, when did this happen? What time? When did this? What time? Like, when,
are you a time traveler,
what
Halula?
What season? What season?
I mean, it started.
When was it?
It started, I don't know, maybe a month ago? Well, 2 months ago? No, wait,
ago.
She's been gone for, I'm sorry, I was in that prison and we've been,
yeah.
The past 2 days have felt like 2 years. I don't know about the rest of you.
Trust me, yeah. At least a year.
We've been out hunting for her for, well, it was like, I was out for like a week or so by the time you guys found me, a little more, I guess. Her killing spree was over the span of a few weeks. So yeah, I don't know, like a month and a half or something like that when it all started.
So this happened when we entered Barovia.
Yeah.
I'm
but
not
I
sure
also,
I'm following.
I mean, is it possible that this is something that I somehow become in the future? I really hope not. But like
no,
how?
I don't think so, Rafina.
Gwen, don't let her trick you.
Is there a are you a time traveler somehow? Like, are you going back to the past to stop something before it starts? I don't understand.
I don't know. Does that make you want to kill me more or less?
I mean, you're making me very crabby, but I just wish you would drink the tea. That's the only thing I'm crabby about.
Have you poisoned it?
No, I don't think so.
Is that her modus operandi?
I pictured Will behind Rafina going, yeah, she...
Yeah, she definitely tastes like it.
It's weird. Like, I feel like we're on another sheet of the universe somehow. And it's making me worry about everything. Like, you know, you didn't poison that tea, but like, is it poisoned? You know, this place is totally different from the place that we've come from.
I'm never going to eat again.
Like, where are we? What?
You just said the thing about the poison tea, and Will
just
realizes that
extremely
he's
paranoid.
Never going to eat a single thing.
I'm just doubting what we have control over.
Yeah, really.
You know, like how much do we have control over anymore?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You know,
not your magic,
hopefully ourselves.
Apparently.
Exactly.
Who snapped?
I was going to say at least we have control over ourselves, but then I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Likely story.
I feel that, and I don't know if you guys have felt this way, and I don't know if this is because of, like, the magic, the spell that Krumpelmeyer had over Morrow's Inlet when I lived there, but how do I put this? Do you guys feel, like, like, things that I know are changing, and I know they're changing. You know what I mean?
Like, no.
Okay.
So, Will is quiet for the first time ever.
So, okay. Like, I know I didn't know what a gnome was, but I know what a gnome is now. Like, I feel like I know what a gnome is, but like, I know that I didn't know what they were.
You sound like that old guy that Dew was talking to in Norton.
What do you mean?
There was an old guy on a bench, and he looks at Halula to make sure she's not running away.
Did
he
you kill him?
He pauses for a second just to look at her.
She's not going anywhere.
Okay. He's just doing it. He's being Will. There was an old guy in Norton that Dew talked to and said, he said that he remembered that a gnomish village that was there but wasn't there, and he remembered people saying that they had certain memories of things or something. I don't know. I didn't really pay a ton of attention because I didn't really care at the time. But now, if I had only realized how relevant it would be to my own life. Yeah, that seems to be happening to other people. I mean, also, Selenia talking about Tivoli and saying that the whole of Morrow's Inlet had no idea what she was talking about.
Well, I mean, the whole of Morrow's Inlet not knowing what she's talking about. I mean, again, Crumplemeyer spell, you know.
But, no. They said that it didn't exist. They were, like, specific that saying no such town exists, which is absurd because, of course, it exists. Two people at least remember it, and, you know, Harry Creature in the Forest remembered it. So, things may be fading in and out of existence. I look over at Hulu again. Hopefully you'll fade out of existence right now.
Okay, bye.
I just mean, like, dissolve before my eyes so I don't have to freaking deal with you anymore, you open-ended problem.
Psychopath.
Yeah, because I don't know, like, I just feel that, like, the things that I know or don't know are changing, and I know they're changing.
Right.
And it's weird.
Yeah, this is all bad. But that's why I was saying she's just one more thing to have to worry about in a world where everything is going insane and there are way too many things going on that any of us can understand or explain. And I feel like
the solution to everything isn't killing.
Okay.
I'm worried that
wrong group, Gwen.
I'm worried that she's going to run into this other Rafina. Of course, now I'm worried that we don't understand what's going on at all. And we are these other people.
Mm. Oh, wait, you think there's doubles of all of us now?
I don't know. Or like that things are changing, that we're sort of moving between the place we knew and the place we're going.
Oh, crap.
And we're changing somehow. I don't know.
But I've always known this place. You guys did your little whatever with the werewolves and the were-ravens and the Strahd and whatever things you've talked about. But I haven't gone anywhere.
It's the depraved gods.
But have you heard of? I mean, have you heard of these depraved gods? Have you heard of the infamous Rafina?
I can say for a fact that I never heard of this infamous Rafina, but I don't know, like,
I always hoped that I would be infamous for my loud singing prayers.
Don't worry, you
infamous.
Will be
infamous. I love it.
Like, I mean, I've heard of Tivoli before, you know. I don't know a lot about it. I know it's up by Bufflin. That's kind of far up there. But I mean, like, it's something that I think I know.
I thought you said you didn't. Wait.
She did.
Wait, yeah. She did. She always did?
No, or she did said that before. You remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second, Gwen. Great. So, yeah, you're just changing into whatever we are or something, because you definitely did not remember it before. And now
I know. That's the thing. Like, I didn't know gnomes. Now I know gnomes. I didn't know what a Tivoli was, but I know kind of what a Tivoli is now.
It's got ricotta cheese in it, right?
Yeah, it's so good.
Tivolioli.
And a red sauce.
And orange zest.
Yes.
Just kidding. That'd be weird.
That's what Rafina says, though. Uh-huh. An orange zest. plus a pine needle on top.
I love it when Casey imitates me because it's so much funnier than what I actually
No.
Wrong.
No.
You just get to experience it from the outside.
Yeah. The
pine needle is vertical. It's
yes.
like
stuck. Yes, uh-huh. Like out of a drink.
But it's not a garnish. You have to
eat
it.
You have to eat it first, too.
But you guys, like, not only like the Tivoli thing, but like, I don't remember a dam in Bear Toggle, but I remember one.
Whoa, what? Really?
Yeah.
Like a deja vu sort of thing.
I don't know what's real anymore.
Wait, you didn't tell us this before. So you knew of a dam, but you also didn't.
No, I'm just... All of my memories are getting skewed, and I know they're getting skewed. I don't know what I know anymore, guys.
Do any of us feel the same kind of feeling, or do we just know what was in our world?
Check your private messages.
Oh, okay.
I think we need help from some of these other gods, the ones that we think are not the fragments.
Who are you talking about, Bathwack? Which ones would you qualify
as depraved
really
or not?
Yeah, exactly,
I
Bathwack.
I don't know.
You be careful, sir. What the fuck is up with that hair, by the way? And you too.
It's pretty,
what's happening?
It's pretty awesome.
Who found the barber in the middle of the woods?
Does anyone have a scrunchie?
Oh my goodness.
I never had use for one until now.
Yeah. I just had an image in my head of Bathwack trying like all the weird, like as seen on TV hair things from like 1985 through 2010.
You wrap your hair up and like turn it into a cinnamon bun, and yeah, oh
a turby towel.
Yes,
I totally have a turby towel.
Me too.
Yes,
I do
They're
too.
Awesome. They're so great.
The best thing I ever bought from CVS.
What's the worst thing you ever bought from CVS?
A turby towel.
That thing hanging on the wall in Alex's office.
Speaking of prescription toilet seats, can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Do you have a prescription?
Did you see the new one?
No.
Yeah, we saw it before you changed your angle.
Charlie,
the one that's
the
not
seat.
A toilet seat.
Yeah, Charlie's up there now.
On it.
Or that's super Spider prescription. Jet.
But don't worry, the toilet seat's still there. Oh, hold on.
Uh-oh.
There we go.
Uh-oh.
Toilet seat.
There it is.
It's so Yay. Pink. I didn't realize it had a pink part.
Well, that's from use.
Oh, yikes. Ouch.
You want to see a doctor about that?
Yes. That's where the ointment rubs off.
Totally organic.
We need to process Ew. That for a test.
I was hoping the at-home COVID test would be just like a BuzzFeed quiz or something. I pick avocado, string cheese, chocolate cake. Hey, I don't have COVID.
Ta-da! Oh, that's hysterical.
So yeah. Back in the clearing, everybody. Just immerse yourselves. Darkness
Rafina
all around.
Stab the house through the eye.
Did you know I have a mustache?
Whoa! Is that a toothpick? What is that?
Suddenly, the stew hair grows out of my upper lip.
So cute.
With a single line down over your mouth.
It's a clarinet stash.
Oh, yeah. You told me about those. That's awesome.
So are we still in the zone of truth?
Yeah, what's happening?
As Alex pointed out in the chat, that's probably at this point worn off.
Okay, good. Phew. Yay.
Will steps out of the shadows.
This clearing is so much more relaxing now. Yay.
Rafina takes out her crossbow and breaks it.
Your oath
You
bow?
Had a crossbow?
I had a crossbow. No, not my oath bow, my crossbow.
Oh, okay.
That's
your
awesome.
Other crossbow.
Wait.
Rafina's like, look at this. I have another one.
Your shittier
I didn't
one.
Know you had another. I didn't know you had
but
two.
That's awesome.
Listen, nobody's gotten serial killed by an oath bow. I'm fine.
Ooh.
No problem.
Maybe nobody knows what an oath bow is and they just call it a crossbow.
Well, I need that to be clarified for me.
That's true.
I broke my crossbow. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
All right, crunch. Awesome.
You're done killing
people?
Do
I have a crunch sound? Let's see.
My crossbow is made out of my garage.
Broke that crossbow over my knee like a pile of bricks.
Yeah, so Rafina's crossbow is broken, falls to the ground in pieces.
Wow.
That was good crossbow! Why you break?
You can have it if you want, Mo.
I don't know. I don't want stupid crossbow, but... What, so I'm not supposed to be afraid of you now?
You can. I have no control over how you feel. So we'll just have to, you know, live in the current moment. And she wiggles her eyebrows. So we have some choices, guys. Are we going to find the Supreme Forager?
I think we have bigger problems right now.
Should we just take it? There's so many places we have to go.
Where?
And we're in the middle of the woods right now, right? So there's no place to stay or anything.
I mean,
and all of the huts burned down.
It's getting late, but you guys not tired, right?
No.
I don't think so, yeah. Unless the DM says otherwise.
Mo and Halula, you guys need to kind of sleep, don't you?
I mean, eventually. It's not that late.
Okay. I don't know what I know and don't know and time and I just don't know right now.
You start playing with your hair.
Oh, we were all supposed to. Oh, okay. Private messages about time, I guess, is where we ended before the break. Yeah,
something like that. Oh, yeah.
Our memories. You're
talking
or something.
About what you remember and don't remember. Our perceptions or minds feeling weird and wacky.
Okay.
So are you going to let me go or are you going to drag me along with you?
No, we are not going to let her go, right?
I thought that you were following us for a reason. Why isn't it still advantageous to you to stick with us?
Because you know that I'm trying to bring you to justice.
Oh, well. Well, now you know that I am interested in justice too. So there.
But I'm terrified of you. And now you know that I know who you are. Why would I want to stay with you? And this person literally just was about to kill me. And who knows when this person will kill me by accident.
Well, guess what? If I'm so infamous, then it doesn't matter if we let you go or not, because I'm going to hunt you down and kill you if that's who I am.
Okay.
I'm not letting anyone hurt or kill anyone here. Nobody is hurting anyone. Nobody is killing anyone. We're all together in one big happy family.
Lula, does it make you feel better to keep that axe? You can keep it.
Sure.
Okay, it's yours.
Great.
Do you want a sticky brick?
No.
Guys, she's not going to trust us at this point.
Do you blame me?
No, I don't. I'm just stating a fact. I know.
Do you trust any of us?
No. Well, I don't trust you.
Wait, Halula, do you have a reason not to trust me?
No.
Have I lied or said anything or done anything to cause anyone to not trust me?
I don't know why you're still with these people, but otherwise, no. That's why I was, now that my goal was revealed, I was trying to just warn you as much as I could. Would you maybe let me go and keep these people from keeping me?
No, Gwen is not going to stop me from... What? That's ridiculous. No. You are not leaving.
Does
okay?
he speak for you, Gwen?
No.
She doesn't speak for me. I'm talking to you, ma'am. You're not going anywhere. That's ridiculous.
So what do you propose then, Will?
Well, you know what I propose, but all I'm saying, if these people won't...
What do you propose?
Tying up this loose end.
Okay, what does that mean? You're going to tie me up and leave me here?
We're not going to tie you up and leave you here.
There'll be no more bloodshed because of whatever this serial killing thing has led to.
Does anyone have a mind-altering spell or something? I mean, not that I know much about magic, but I'm assuming with all these weird powers that I've seen everyone have and these powers that I've never had, like, somebody, there must be some kind of spell that can, like, change people's memory. That would be a really convenient spell to have. Does anyone have anything like that?
I'm not willing to hold Hulula here against her will, but I do think that it's safer for her to stay here. I mean, I can be sure not to make her the object of any future spell of mine. And I just think, I don't know, I know this Rafina, but I'm not going to keep her here.
Oh, I thought it was this, comma, Rafina, colon. Oh,
yeah, yeah, I know yeah. this,
yes, that's what I thought. I thought there was going to be something else. I'm like, what do you know?
No, this Rafina. I'm assuming it's some other Rafina who's doing these things. It's not you.
Rafino.
And Bathlack is right. I mean, like, I don't want to keep you here against your will either, but I really think it's probably safer with me, at least. I mean, I certainly will protect you from not only the people around you, but also anything else that's out there in the woods here.
I don't trust anyone here but you, Gwen. At all.
How far is it to Bear Toggle from here?
I don't know. Probably a few days.
Should we travel through the night then?
Well, you're going to have some trouble with that, probably.
I anticipate trouble no matter what.
Why are we going to have trouble with that?
Well, the lizards are gone.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot about that part in the drama of the moment.
Does anyone know how the lizards got away?
Will killed them.
Good one. No. You think I want to touch a lizard? This idiot, that is not true. Come on.
You
think
Will, I want to touch a lizard? Did you kill the lizards?
Are you kidding me? I flew this dumb dummy all the way over here and let you guys decide your dumb decision mutually. And you think I went and killed the lizards to sabotage this group? I'm offended.
Well, go see if they're there.
They're not there. They're not, because she said they ran away. Wait a second. Maybe. She said they ran away because of the dragon.
So you saw the dragon, Hulula?
Yes, I did.
What did it look like?
Perception roll or whatever it is. Intuition. Insight roll, because I don't... Animal handling roll. Panhandling roll.
Panhandling.
15. Is she...
What are you trying to do?
Now I'm wondering if she was telling the truth about the dragon, because I didn't roll that when we were...
All right, let me mute for 1 second.
Oh, shit.
You think that she's just trying to fuck with you.
The dragon.
Like, she's just telling a lie just to see what they'll do, because
yeah,
she doesn't
He's
like you
that.
And she's pissed at you.
Okay, that makes sense.
Hello.
Right. Hello.
Uh-oh. Oh. Alex was like, no!
Do not mute yourself in front of me! Gwen rolled animal handling and rolled a one.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I just saw your roll.
So
while
good.
We were reloading, yeah. Listeners, I don't know if this will stay in or not.
It'll
but
stay
Gwen
in.
Rolled an animal handling, I'm assuming for fun, and rolled a natural one.
Yeah.
Poor
I wanted
Gwen.
To see if I could roll terribly, and it did.
Sure enough.
The lizards.
Yeah.
Lizards.
She's claiming that Will killed the lizards, and Will says no.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like something Will would do. I mean, unless they insulted Tivoli, but we haven't heard them talk. So I don't think that was it.
Are you telling us the truth about Will?
No.
Hulula, did you do something to our lizards?
No, they ran away. They were scared of the dragon, just like you were talking about they did in Morrow's Inlet.
Wait, didn't you tell us that Will killed them?
Just now I did, yeah. And I think it's pretty telling that you kind of believed me.
Yeah, I had to defend myself. Thanks, guys. I don't blame you.
I'm not sure who you're trying to turn against whom.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on anymore.
She's desperate. She's cornered. She knows that she's not getting out of this, like, totally scot-free.
I know that you're going to keep me with you until Will can find a chance to kill me.
Woo-woo!
No, Hulula. No, you are safe with me. Nobody here is going to kill you. I will not let that happen. I cannot let that happen.
Yeah, until you rage, maybe.
Oh, Gwen.
Well, then don't make me mad.
Yay, now I feel threatened by all of you.
Yay, you poor thing.
No. I'm so sorry. No, honey. I'm not threatening you. I'm just saying that...
I know. I'm just in a little bit of a pickle, as the serial killer might say.
Gwen is not the serial killer.
Said. Someone said pickle.
Gwen likes to say that. What's wrong with you,
Freudian
Halula?
Freudian slip, maybe.
You've known her just as long as we have.
Yeah, I'm not a serial killer.
And no one puts pickles in cereal.
Rafina does.
I'm just a regular killer.
That's right.
Cheerios and gherkins.
That's right. And gherkins. Yummy yum. Mm.
But yes, the lizards are gone. They ran away.
Well, how do we go anywhere now?
I mean, maybe they'll come back. I don't know. They ran off into the night, into the river.
Oh no, we lost the lizards and can't ride on them in the river anymore.
Now you get to walk through the woods, Will.
Better than being wet on the back of a lizard 24 hours a day.
Well,
it also sucks, though.
The lizards were faster.
I know, but
I'll bet that the tiny hut is actually inflatable. I'll bet that we could use it as a raft. And we'd be so safe in it, guys.
Rafina, can you build a raft? Can you? There's got to be something.
I can sew one.
For like a worm or for human-sized people?
Yeah. Well, I'd need a lot of material.
Yeah.
Can we use one of those sod hut roofs?
Throw some grass in
they
the
look
water.
Buoyant.
Just disintegrates as it hits the water.
Yep.
Maiden voyage. Well, I guess we need to rest right now anyway, for those among us who need to rest.
Yeah, Halula, just stick with me, and we'll get to the bottom of this, and we'll get this all sorted out, and nobody is going to get hurt under my watch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry, I'm picturing Rafina breaking champagne over it.
All right, so what are you doing? Are you staying in this charnel pit? Are you going back to the shore? Where are you going?
There's really no good options.
Why don't we go camp out
at the shore? I mean, if the lizards got scared, maybe they'll come back.
Yeah.
I mean, we could stay here because does a dragon strike twice in the same spot?
Maybe we'll be less exposed if we're harder to see away from these flames.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
What is the umlaut doing? The one that's just...
He's been mostly just staring at the pyre.
Oh, God, that's so terrible. Are there any of those leaves anywhere?
I can't remember if you all took any.
We all did, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. You don't know if they're stored somewhere or if they're growing somewhere. You don't know. There's not like a magazine rack
of
them or anything.
Would I have some left? Is it a big leaf? Like, we all took a leaf, like, of our own.
Yeah.
Will definitely wasn't just eating a leaf in the woods for a snack, so I guess maybe I just have some.
Not that leaf. You were eating lots of other leaves.
Oh, no. I mean, I have a spell I can cast if that's why I'm asking
you
if
have
I have
some
a leaf.
Or,
yeah? Okay, so I'm going to... Oh, man. I mean, it sounds like people are, like, making accommodations and Halula's with Gwen. I would like to talk to the umlaut.
Okay.
Long bottom leaf.
Hell yeah. All right. Yeah, so I'll take a tiny bite of the leaf. Ugh.
Okay, it tastes horrible to you.
I'm sure it does.
It's fine, guys, but it tastes horrible to you, Will. So leafy.
I'm basically, I just want to ask this creature if he saw a dragon, like, and he's sure that he saw a dragon.
So talk to him.
Okay. Hey, a little thing.
You little shit.
So, We are in the business of, I mean, I don't know if I'm not talking so they can hear me, but so just saying.
Okay.
We're in the business of, because I'm going to lie, of vengeance, you know, going around killing dragons and stuff. Are you positive this was a dragon?
Yeah, I saw the dragon right before it destroyed everything.
What are these big holes in the ground?
Well, it spat some stuff out that blew up.
Spat stuff out that blew up? Like, not fire?
Not initially, no.
What was it? What did it look like?
Like goop.
Goop? What color?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I'm sorry. You know, of course you're not going to remember all these details with your whole village exploding into flames.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to stay here by yourself? Like, or are you going to...
Well, your friends said they would take me down river. There's another settlement that I heard of.
Who? Friends? Just kidding. I guess they're my friends.
That, of course, was when we thought we had wizards, but yes.
We're going to go down by the river, I guess. You'd probably be safe with them.
Okay. Are you, like, going down the river now, or?
I don't think so. I think they're going to rest, because it sounds like
okay.
Normal creatures need rest. Do you have anything in these buildings or anything that you want to
save? I'll probably look around. If you're not going to go right away, I mean, I guess I'll meet you down there.
Are you sure you want to be alone with all this stuff that happened?
Kind of do, yeah.
Will's like, of course, they definitely don't want to be around me. I mean, Will is going to wander around this area. He's not going to go down there like with everyone else right now. He's going to wander around and see if there's anything interesting that he finds, whether it's evidence of a dragon or if it's like something that might be valuable, you know. Not like these dead umlauts. Yeah, maybe there's 20 desks right, hiding in the woods.
Investigation.
Investigation.
Everybody else did so well. Let's see how Will does.
I'm sure I'll get a one. Tonight is a very bad roll night.
Yes, it is.
It's always a bad roll night for me.
When
all right, I'm hovering over. Let's see what you got. That
is a 24.
Oh! I don't get to play my sounds.
Zibidi bop badow. That's my sound.
I should have that on here.
The last
two bars from the full house.
We sing that all the time. We're not even like full house fans, but there's something about
hey, speak for yourself.
Oh my god, I'm sorry, John Stamos.
Michelle Tanner is my patroness.
That on a bumper sticker.
Oh my god. I prefer Kimmy Gibbler. Poor Kimmy.
Oh, Kimmy.
All right. Anyway.
All right. So 24.
Yeah. What do I find? All their gold. I steal everything.
Either things are destroyed and/or you're mostly disgusted with what these people owned and
really
valued.
Nothing.
You do find a stash of those leaves.
Oh,
which again I named and don't remember.
Leaf. Gary Leaf.
There it is.
Gary.
Gary Leaf.
Gary.
I thought
Leaf.
It was a G name. Okay. All
find
right.
A lot of Gary's Leaf.
Is it are they in something like in a container?
Yeah, they're like in a clay pot.
Okay. I pick that up.
Okay. It's a pretty big pot.
Okay. Wait, how big? Is it enormous?
It's like a foot and a half across. About 2 feet
like
tall.
Like there, is it as tall as an umlaut? Like
kind
is,
of, yeah.
So like I pick it up because I was actually going to ask the creature if he wanted them. Like, Will doesn't really, I don't think, have a use for them. Maybe he'll take one for safekeeping. Yeah.
Not really. You can have them. The where I'm going, they'll have them, I'm sure. We always grow Gary leaves.
What are these things? I have never experienced them before. Do they let you talk or understand any language or just your language?
Yeah, any language.
Oh, wait. Would you mind if I take some of these? Because that's pretty sweet.
No, like I said, you can have them. It's fine.
I walk down the path with a giant pot. I just take a few.
You realize how happy that this container of leaves makes Eric, who won't have to like make up babbling noises for any species we meet in the future, because we'll be able to understand them.
But now I have to know what shares. Now I have to know what they're saying. Yeah. It's bad. Before I could just go bloop, 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 for 3 hours.
You can still do that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just what they're saying. You understand them perfectly.
All right.
All right. So you drag it back down to the shore. You get there and your friends are stoking the fire probably, and I don't know. I guess they can tell you what they're doing.
Cool.
Yeah, Gwen's just kind of keeping an eye on everyone in Hallula, making sure nobody's trying anything funny. Side eyes everywhere.
And now I need everybody to give me a perception check.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez.
Do I have to?
Why do you always assume it's bad?
Because you suck.
Can we guess what I'm going to roll?
One.
Anyone want to do an over-under?
I think
I rolled a natural 20!
Nice.
I think you're going to roll a 16, Gwen, plus whatever your thing is.
Plus zero.
Oh, God! Bathwick rolled a natural 22!
Oh, I get to push two things.
Spanakopita.
Gwen got double digits.
13. I was within 3. That's something.
Plus or minus.
Numbers.
Is that and then a 12 from... Okay.
With my luck, I have to re-roll natural 20s. No, I'm just kidding.
That suck.
So luck.
No wonder you said you were cursed with luck.
Cursed with luck.
So everybody, you can hear in the distance, it sounds like it's from a little bit upstream, you hear splashing, different from the rushing river.
Okay.
And natural 20.
Yeah, me and Bathwack.
You and Bathwack. Not only can you hear this, but in the dark, you're able to make out the image. You're able to make out in the dark, guys. In the dark, you're able to make out. I didn't mean to say that.
Hot.
Right, so hot.
H-A-W-T.
Out.
You can see in the distance, you can make out. You're able to see exactly what it is. It's the silhouette of the lizards splashing towards you, and there is a figure silhouetted on the top of one.
Ricardo, Ulysses?
Oh my god.
And they...
That's what I thought here.
They don't look... They look short.
And we've all been made short.
We're going to find out.
Is it the Supreme Forger?
Just how short they are.
Supreme Forger.
Next time.
No, tell us now.
Can I clock face in my backpack?
Maybe they can keep
it. I want to know who it is now.
Too bad.
Tell me now.
Nope.
I'm gonna call you every day.
Abby, what you just say is, you can just say, Eric, he just doesn't know yet because he hasn't written it.
How dare you.
Wow, that would be even cooler. I'm glad you think so highly of me.
We love you.
No, I'm just joking. I was just trying to be provocative to
say
who it is.
He's always provocative.
I was provocated.
Oh my goodness.
I love it when me and Bathwack roll the same roll. That's weird.
And make out in the dark.
Make out in the dark.
Yeah.
Same roll, make out in the dark.
Make out.
Roll stealth with disadvantage.
There will be no stealth involved in the making.
Yeah, none
out.
Of you are proficient in perception. I just checked.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in making out.
Will definitely is not proficient in making out, that's for sure.
I think one of you is.
Gwen is so proficient in making out. Yes, she raised her hand. That's awesome. I love it.
Oh, I wrote down two things that I didn't want to bring up to interrupt things, but that I wanted to share with you.
Okay.
One is... When you were talking about Will disguising himself as Rafina,
okay.
For some reason I was thinking about like Will loves his mustache, right? And then it just occurred to me like I just have this image now of every disguise Will has. He's like what's his face, Cesar Romero as the Joker.
Yeah, yes, where you paint over your the mustache.
So your mustache is always kind of there, but kind of painted over.
That's so weird. Oh,
you just do the trick where you get the super glue or the glue stick, and you put it over it to put it down, and then you put the makeup over it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can still have it. Yeah. But...
So even though you have magic, your mustache always is there, just magically painted.
Well, I like
over.
The idea because I was kind of like being silly about Rafina's face. Like, I'm like, look, it's Rafina. And then I should have had a mustache pop out and like curl and like a cartoon, like boing, and then it comes back in. Like, I love it.
You try to do that, but it comes out of the ears.
Yo!
And then I also wrote down Bathwack was saying that about like where are we, like what is this world or whatever, like I feel like we need to get out but I don't know where the door is. And then I wanted to quickly, but obviously I'm running a D&D game so I couldn't, I wanted to Photoshop Bathwack instead of Truman in the Truman Show walking up the stairs and out the door on the edge of the dome.
I love that movie. Oh my gosh, that would be an awesome image of Bathwack going, oh man,
hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.